Welcome to the Boulder Nutrition Think Tank. This program was recorded in June of 2004. It's the first session with Dr. Ron Rosedale. I'm Shelley Schlender, a member of the Think Tank, which was launched in 2004 to educate people about how to reduce the risk or even reverse chronic conditions such as obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. About a dozen people began in the Think Tank. Each person who joined had health problems they wanted to eliminate through healthier choices. Each wanted to improve community health. For our nutritional approach, we chose a low-carb, adequate protein, high-fat diet. While there's increasing scientific evidence that this can be healthful, there's little government support for low-carb programs. We wanted to figure out an easier way for folks to try this kind of program. We agreed to eat this way for 8 weeks, meeting weekly for education and group support. We met at the Family Learning Center, whose mission is to encourage successful lifelong learning and economic self-sufficiency for families of diverse cultures and limited incomes in a learning environment where families feel nurtured, respected, and empowered. Each Think Tank gathering included a potluck dinner, lots of conversation, plus a lecture or question-answer session. Over time, many participants have reported many health improvements. The Think Tank participants met a few times before they met with the doctor who would lead the nutrition program, Ron Rosedale. As part of these pre-program meetings, we discussed the general concept of low-carb diets. We encouraged everyone to enjoy a week of saying a fond farewell to foods that might not fit with a low-carb approach, including a Last Supper of special favorites. Some participants recorded these Last Suppers. You'll hear those ahead, followed by Ron Rosedale's first meeting with the Think Tank. Here's Daquan's Last Supper. Daquan's in his 20s. He's the social justice coordinator at the Chinook Fund in Denver, an agency that supports groups striving for grassroots social change, especially in low-income and minority communities.
For me, I guess I'm going to go ahead and just talk about the last decadent meal that I had, which was actually on Tuesday night as I'm recording this today on Thursday. I was thinking, I can do without bread. Bread for me, it does really nothing for me. I mean, growing up, my mom loved bread, and I was just always looking at her like, that's pointless. And pasta, I've never been big on pasta, but I think my absolute downfall are French fries. I love French fries, and I'm not talking about like those seasoned French fries that you can find at Good Times or at one of my favorite places, Popeyes, with the little, the battery on it, but I'm talking about just regular, white, skinny, just peeled French fry potatoes, and the more salt on them, the better. On Tuesday, I went to the hamburger stand, and it's lately been my favorite place to get French fries. It's like a weakness. Like, I usually go in and I get like two supersized orders of fries and just enjoy. Like, it's really too much. I mean, those paper brown bags that we can use for lunch. Imagine filling that bag with 3/4 of the way to the top with just French fries, and that's kind of the experience you get when you go to the hamburger stand and order two of their supersized French fries and just kind of pour it into the bag and just let go, just start just enjoying and just eating. And I think my other weakness is anything fried. I ended up having some hot wings and some shrimp. Actually, I love seafood as well, and if it's fried seafood, it's even better. And on Tuesday, I go to hamburger stand and I go to local wing spot to pick up some wings and some fried shrimp with some hot sauce on it. And I sit in front of the TV and watch Detroit, the Pistons, play the Lakers. And I'm from Detroit. I'm a huge Pistons fan. I'm a huge sports fan, period. But absolutely love anything dealing with the state of Michigan, and whether it's collegiate or just the city of Detroit professionally, from Tigers, Pistons, Lions, Red Wings, go Wings. But I'm watching the game, and generally when I'm eating fried chicken wings and just the hot wings and some fries, I'm feeling comforted. But for some reason on Tuesday night, after watching Detroit blow a 6-point lead with 45 seconds remaining in the game, I just didn't feel comforted anymore. And I, for the first time, you know, I really felt blah. I felt horrible. The food was just settling in the weirdest way. I was just like, this is not good. And, you know, I try to work out every day. And recently, you know, I've definitely been more about working out. You know, I was always athletic in high school and then in college. And, you know, I, you know, get out of school and, you know, take my first job and, you know, and it's a sedentary job and I just watch the weight pile on. And so, you know, even before thinking about participating in the study, you know, I said I wanted to get back onto a at least a daily exercise routine. And so I've been doing that. And so Tuesday is my day where, you know, it's cardio day. I want to run. And wow, you know, everybody loves to run. Everybody loves cardio. Well, not me, but you know, I'm trying to think about how to motivate myself to go to the gym to run after just loading myself down with a half a bag of French fries and about 20 wings and some shrimp. You know, people don't think that the wings really will fill them up. You know, they're so small, but they actually really will fill you up. I mean, it's really eating a chicken wing. It's like, you know, taking a little drumette and a little wingette portion and just is eating that. And you know, about 20 wings, you know, turns out to about 12 whole wings, somewhere around there. I think I had a little more than 20 wings. I mean, I had like a 24 piece. And then having some shrimp on top of that, and this is not like the little small shrimp. This is like the large jumbo shrimp. Having that was you know, it'll really weigh you down. But, you know, I think for the first time, you know, I think I realized that, you know, comfort food only works when you're really like in a situation of you know, of feeling comfortable. Like maybe because Detroit lost, because I felt like blah after eating all of those wings and the French fries, and God, they were good. Like you just... The taste of fat, it's just something about fat that just, oh my goodness, like you just can't forget about it. You just always remember the taste of it. But I think because Detroit lost, you know, and I just felt horrible. I actually went and worked out, and these last couple of days, at least since I had this meal on Tuesday, I have not wanted any more decadent food other than last night. I had some French fries, and I think really that's what I'm gonna miss the most. French fries, and I love rice, and I don't know if we're gonna be able to have rice, but I like white rice. I mean, I love all rice, but I really like white rice. But you know, it's gonna be interesting. I think I'm excited and looking forward to being able to incorporate carbohydrates that aren't as starchy, and we'll see what happens from there. It was good to have the wings, but it was bad to see Detroit lose. I'll go ahead and sign off.
Here is Pilar's Last Supper.
Okay, you are going to interview me while I'm cooking my dinner?
Pilar is a mother of four kids, ranging from the young teens through the 20s. She's the adult outreach coordinator at the Family Learning Center in Boulder.
Okay, so I'm going to be moving. You need to hold that. Okay. Come with me. Okay, tonight I am going to prepare tacos with beef, guacamole, and a salad. That's what we are going to have for dinner. And I'm going to make lemonade also. So that will be my dinner tonight. Today is Wednesday, and I'm going to record, with the help of Liliana, we are going to record my delicious dinner. And what I'm going to do first is get the meat ready. I think that's enough. And I'm going to chop the meat in very tiny pieces. And I'm taking the excess of grass, excuse me, of fat. I was going to say grasa, and in Spanish.
Of grass.
Okay. Yeah, so all those little pieces of fat, I don't want to use. This reminds me of the little of the food channel.
Ooh. Oh, you mean the chefs. See?
Porque hablas, you know. Uh-huh. You're like, I'm gonna cut the meat and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah.
I think I have to be mentioning what I'm doing. How I'm preparing my last dinner.
Last fatty dinner? Oh, what?
Well, the last dinner, the way I usually eat. Because starting tomorrow, we are going to have to follow a diet and pay more attention to ingredients in foods, in canned foods, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make tacos for you, Adrián, and me, so I think with this meat that I have here is going to be enough. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I started like 10 minutes to 6, right?
What?
I started like 5 minutes ago. Do you think so?
Like six. Well, we've been recording for 6 minutes.
For 6 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to...
How long does it have to be? Is there a limit?
No, and there's another disc in case we run out. And I think it usually takes me like 1 hour, 2.5 hours to prepare meals. So we might run out of disc. Queja, what's funny?
We might run out of disc.
Sí, because there's a little disc, a mini disc that we're using to record whatever I'm saying and doing. Okay, let me get the onion. And then I need to mince the garlic very well so that it is in tiny pieces in the meat. Ow!
I'm sorry.
Liliana just stepped on my foot.
See? You're getting too close. Okay, now let's get the
onion
ready for the guacamole. I'm putting the onions in the blender and I'm going to get the avocados ready. Okay, now I need a spoon. Scoop out the avocado into the blender.
Yeah, I'll leave it like that. That smells really good.
Mm-hmm. I need the lettuce for the guacamole. Just switch it to another pot. To cover the meat and let it cook for a while. The grill is getting ready for the tortillas. I'm going to continue squeezing the limes for the lemonade. Okay. Adrián! La cena está lista. Some of the guacamole on top of my lettuce inside my taco, and I also want some salsa. The salsa I made it with jalapenos, tomatoes, onions, and just a little bit of garlic. I don't really know how the diet looks like, or what kinds of foods I'm going to be eating, or if whatever I eat now I will be able to adjust so that I can eat less carbohydrates. I don't really know, since I don't have much information about that, but I'll see. It'll be interesting to see how different it's going to be from now on, what I eat. And I think that's it. I'm going to continue eating, enjoying my tacos, and I think I'm going to eat like 3 tacos and the salad, and I'm going to drink my lemonade. This is my last meal, the way I usually eat.